Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. You are listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and tonight myself and Mr. Jerry Thomas out of New York will be your co-hosts for the evening. What's up, Jerry?
How you feel, my brothers and sisters?
That's wonderful, wonderful. We are coming off the weekend for the Leadership Council of the International Black Center. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. There was a prerequisite, which is the introductory course to the summit.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. You are listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and tonight myself and Mr. Jerry Thomas out of New York will be your co-hosts for the evening. What's up, Jerry?
How you feel, my brothers and sisters?
That's wonderful, wonderful. We are coming off the weekend for the Leadership Council of the International Black Center. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. There was a prerequisite, which is the introductory course to the summit.
Okay, thank you, co-host. Really like to hear from you. Please take the time to call in. And in fact, we're going to just wait, give you just like a minute here just to find that number one button and press it and, you know, join in on this conversation. Youth, we're talking about our youth, and maybe you want to share the love that you have for the youth in your household or just generic youth, you know, because they are our future. So I'm going to just stop talking and just be quiet and just give you about 30 minutes to think about, not 30 minutes, 30 seconds to think about it and see if you have something to share with us.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. You are listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and tonight myself and Mr. Jerry Thomas out of New York will be your co-host for the evening. What's up, Jerry?
How you feel, my brothers and sisters?
That's wonderful, wonderful. We are coming off the weekend for the Leadership Council of the International Black Center. We had a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. There was a prerequisite, which is the introductory course to the summit.
This is the International Black Summit Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Henrietta Byrd. We are having some wonderful technical difficulty this evening, so we would like to wish everyone a happy 4th of July celebration and invite you to join us in Baltimore, Maryland for our annual event beginning August the 4th. The night of August the 4th, 2010, in Baltimore, going into the 8th, that entire weekend. So please join us as we join together with people of African descent from all over the world. The International Black Summit is a conversation that's given by life to people of African descent, so they can focus on their vision for themselves and their communities. We invite you again to join us by going to our website at blacksummit.org and take a look at our declaration and see where you see yourself in that declaration. The declaration of the International Black Summit was given by life to a group of people in Atlanta, Georgia in 1991. And it's so interesting when you read it to see where you are today in that declaration. So we give thanks for each and every person who's listening and invite you to join us in Baltimore as we join people from all over the world. Again, if you would go to blacksummit.org and take a look at the declaration and register for the International Black Summit. If you're interested in taking the prerequisite, you can send us an email to the talk show team, and you'll see everything there on the website, how to reach us. If you have any questions about attending the annual event or anything just about the summit in general, you will be able to ask that question. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're doing a countdown, so you get to actually listen to the people who've attended the summit before and see what those precious moments are. The summit is a life-changing experience. It has been for hundreds of people, and we would like for it to be that way for you as well. If you get a chance each and every Sunday from now until August 1st, join us on the radio, and you'll be able to listen to the conversation of people who were at those first summits and every summit from 1991 until now. And we leave every year with a question that we work with the entire year. And if you go to the website, you'll see what those questions are. Every year we work with something that allows us to stretch, allows us to appreciate who we are in a much greater way, because we've been in attendance and been in the question of the International Black Summit, and we are in the declaration. So take a good look and get in touch with us and let us know that you'll be there. You know, we'd be glad to have you. And you'll meet people who will be your friends and become your family for the rest of your life. One of the special pieces we have this year is that we are bringing people from Rwanda to join us in the summit this year. And we are so excited that they are coming along with everybody who's coming from all of the other countries. We appreciate the effort that's given by all the people who contributed to bringing the people from Rwanda to Baltimore. And we invite each and every one of you to bring someone with you, bring a friend, bring a family member, bring someone that you would like to change your life with, someone who can stand in your growth, your spiritual growth, and come to the International Black Summit event, August 5th through the 8th, but the opening ceremonies are Thursday night, and that's August 4th in Baltimore, Maryland. Once again, I'm Reverend Henrietta Byrd. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will be back with you next Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thank you for your patience with the technical challenges we had this evening. For Claire Lyons, Devon, Glenn Greenwich, Jerry Thomas, Chakasha Showers, and myself, Reverend Henrietta Byrd, God bless you, and have a wonderful, safe weekend. Remember, you are the celebration that exists in the world for others to see. So we not only celebrate our country today, we also celebrate who we are as spiritual beings. God bless you and have a great day.